This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, time for us to this is sort of a combo effort here on Good Day. Normally, what has been the case on the countdown show that I do with Michael Harrison every week, an overview of the top stories, the top people that are being discussed on News Talk radio stations. It's the same as the countdown on the music stations, the top 20, the top 10, the top 30, the top 40. And so a long time ago, Michael and I started doing this countdown on the air, and I've tried several different approaches to it over the years, bringing on people who were hosts as guests and talking about the issues with them. And then we took for a long time quotes and outtakes from various radio programs and hosts around the country to underscore or to make the point that would be the focus of whatever the stories are. For example, this week, the list of the top 10, according to Talkers Magazine and Talkers.com, has a lot of sports talk radio involved in it, the playoffs and then baseball, that sort of thing. And then there's focus on the Summer Olympics, number 8, the worry about the Zika virus and the impeachment of the president of Brazil. Number 7 item this week on the countdown is the focus on the 28 pages. This has been something that really got started on 60 Minutes. And the focus on the Saudis and how up to their mickey they were in what happened on September 11th. And yet it's been hidden. It's just all political baloney. But it is the subject of much scrutiny, as well it ought to be. Number 6, the situation in the Middle East. Number 5, the bathroom gender discussion, laws as to whether you can go in. As a matter of fact, I thought it was interesting this week in my town meeting. I'm a town meeting member in Framingham, Massachusetts, and we finished off our town meeting, and one of the issues was whether we ought to have special bathrooms for transgender students in schools. It didn't follow necessarily the same course that's happened in North Carolina, but the fact that we're even talking about it, I find fascinating, frankly. Number 4 item on the countdown this week is the focus on Facebook and whether or not they are juicing their coverage that people are passing around of various conservative issues. That is, are they editing out some of the things? That was the allegation. The situation with Obamacare and whether there's a ruling from the Supreme Court that basically takes away another part of Obamacare. And then, of course, the presidential race. So I have with me an esteemed group of radio talk professionals who happen to also work with me on the Good Day program. So we're going to, each week at this time, take apart the list, the stories. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, all of us with our thoughts about any or all of these things. Some may have legs. Some of these things may not have legs. For example, I don't know what else you can add to the conversation about what's going on in the Middle East. It's just, I don't find anything there that works me over.
Well, there were some new bombings this week, which made it, you know, people were talking about it again.
Yeah,
made it a trending item.
But what's changing there, Jennifer?
Not much.
Nothing.
Sadly.
No, nothing's getting fixed. Nothing's really being done. We're just throwing more money in the form of all the stuff from the military-industrial complex. Good for them. Not good for the people who are in the way. It's pretty sickening, actually. But let's go to the number 10 and number 9 items here for a moment. Playoff action. Jennifer, you're a big hockey fan.
Love
hockey.
Are
you disappointed? Are you watching? What is going on with the
Well, I have playoffs? To tell you, I'm a little disappointed. My Kings should have done a lot better. They dropped out relatively quickly in the first round. So if Nashville's still in it, I'm rooting for Nashville.
I thought the Kings were going to do. I'm a big hockey fan too, and I thought the Kings were may have gone all the way. So it's surprising. I think
they should have.
Gonna see, they should have.
On paper, they should have.
My Rangers imploded.
These two women,
Rangers are done.
Here's the problem.
The Islanders did well.
The Capitals were the best team in the league, and then they're out in the second round. So it's just
Well, and the Islanders did really well. The Islanders did really well, but then they just petered out and had no steam left. I actually think the Penguins, Pittsburgh Penguins, I think they're going to go all the way.
They always.
I think they look tough against the Caps. I mean,
Nashville, only because I'm friends with the broadcaster, the play-by-play guy. But
really?
The Kings are out.
I thought Nashville was canceled this week.
And that too.
Doug, the most important sports story of the week.
Yes, Richie.
My Nationals' Max Scherzer striking out 20.
Really?
Against
20?
Against his former team, the Detroit Tigers. All the while. Our former ace pitcher, Jordan Zimmermann, was pitching against us and his replacement, Max Scherzer. So this is a dramatic game. Each of the pitchers playing against their former teams, and Max Scherzer not having a great year so far, pulls out 20 strikeouts, and just a great, great, great thing to watch.
So this is what happens when you go to bed too early, guys. Nashville just got knocked out last night by the San Jose Sharks in Game 7.
Oh, and my boyfriend thinks San Jose's going all the way.
I can't stand San Jose, so let's knock those puppies out right now. Come on, St. Louis. I can't believe I'll be going for the Blues. Ugh.
Okay, boys and girls, thank you.
Tough.
See, I didn't have to do anything there. I just sat and listened to these people discuss the sorts of things that baseball. I'm usually into the Red Sox. I'm not much of a sports fan, but in this circumstance, the Red Sox have always sort of captured my imagination. But it never happens early in the season. It's always later in the season. We were talking earlier about how to watch some of these games. And we, I think, all decided collectively it's better to watch them on television than it is.
With a can of America beer in your hand.
Right. Well, that was another thing. This week, Budweiser, if you didn't hear the story, this past week, Budweiser, the owners of Budweiser, that company from Brazil, from Belgium, said they were going to change the name of the beer to America. And they're going to put flags on the
can. Get out of here.
Love it. They're going to put the Star Spangled Banner lyrics on the back. It's going to be cool.
But it's a horrible beer. Richie will be the first to tell you.
Stupid idea for a foreign-owned company to try and wave the flag in front of us.
It'll work.
But, Rich, they're pandering to us. It's an election year. This is going to sell until November. I mean, come on.
Let me tell you what Budweiser is doing in the beer industry. They are realizing that they are getting their you-know-whats handed to them by the craft beer industry. So you know what they're doing? They're buying up all the craft breweries.
Uh-huh.
Because they know that that's the future, that nobody wants to drink their watered-down, mass-manufactured garbage, and that this good craft beer is taking over the industry. So they're going out and buying this microbrewery and that microbrewery, and they will not make them massive. They will keep them just the way they are, because to be a microbrewery, you cannot brew over 6 million barrels a year. Mm-hmm. So they will keep them at 5.9 million barrels a year, and they will just buy up the industry and convert themselves into
5.9 million barrels of beer on the wall. 5.9 million.
I've tried 4.3 of them.
Have you?
Yes.
Good for you, Richie. Congratulations. All right, before we leave sports, I want you to know the Washington Redskins have finally dropped their offensive name. Dan Snyder this week, owner of the Redskins, has announced that he will drop Washington from the team name. And henceforth, it'll be known as the Redskins.
Much better.
Want to know what is going on right
there. I'm all in.
After all, the Redskins are a potato, right? I grow red skin potatoes in my garden.
Love them.
We could call the team the Taters. The commentators. Yes, no?
Sure.
Sure. Who's afraid of a tater?
Who's afraid? No, don't get me singing. It's 15 past the hour.
For Little League, the tater tots.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, IVC Advocates with principal office in Temecula, California, is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, this is an important announcement for anyone who had surgery to implant a blood clot device. If you or a loved one had a surgery in the past 10 years and your doctor used an IVC filter to trap blood clots, call 800-689-0335 now. These devices can be life-threatening and you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. The FDA is evaluating adverse events caused by these blood clot devices, which can lead to complications and serious injury. Call 800-689-0335 right now. These devices could break and lead to serious injury. Call now as time is limited. Call 800-689-0335. If you or a loved one has one of these dangerous blood clot devices, as you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation, our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-689-0335. That's 800-689-0335. 800-689-0335.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops. All those gadgets you registered for will look great up here. Until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
All right, I'm Doug Steffen. 18 after the hour, we're reviewing the hot hits. According to Talkers Magazine, the big stories on News Talk Radio this week. When I say we are, I mean Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. The situation in Brazil with the Olympics, maybe more the Zika virus symptoms. The news this week on Zika symptoms may vary. Testing is crucial. A lot of the athletes said they didn't want to go. And that seems to, there are like 500,000, 600,000 people expected there at the height of the season. Although I did see something that suggested that the Zika virus may be waning or might by the time we get there. But still, it scares everybody. Is that all it is? Is it a scare? Or is it something, would any of you go to the Olympics?
Oh, no. Just because it's boring.
Yeah.
And, I mean, no.
I wouldn't go just because it's going to be a mess. They don't have the construction done. They don't have the infrastructure for it. The president and everybody on the Olympic committee is on the take.
The president just got fired this week or got impeached and thrown out. So now there's a new president in there.
I just want to point this out because you know I never miss an opportunity to throw a little arrow at our president, President Obama. Remember he actually made that unprecedented trip to go fight for the Olympics in the United States, and he lost to Brazil, where they have the Zika virus, no president, and a mess. I don't understand.
Yeah, well, he didn't know all those things were going to happen, but yeah, it is a mess. And so, but the world is chaotic. There's so much stress in the world. Things are just like
not in my corner of it.
No, you're having a nice time, Richie?
Yeah. It's a sunny beach where I am.
That's cool, calm.
And you're a sunny beach.
Yes, I am.
Wait a minute. I didn't translate that until... Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh!
Did, huh?
Took me a minute to get that. Yes, it did, yeah. All right, more conversation about the hot hits in News Talk Radio as we continue a quasi-countdown here.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Conversation about the hot hits in News Talk Radio here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, saying hi to the people listening in Austin, in and around the Austin, Texas area, Raleigh, North Carolina, Indianapolis, and all over Indiana, Milwaukee, all over Wisconsin, Providence, and all over... I was at a dinner. It was kind of not a roasting, but it was a tribute to people who have been big in Rhode Island radio. They have an annual awards dinner every year, the Radio Hall of Fame, and a lot of states do that.
Do they honor Buddy Cianci? Because he just died, right?
Well,
he died?
He had been somebody who was a talk show host on WPRO for a long time. He also was a mayor of Providence, and he also was in jail twice.
Yeah, and he has pasta sauce.
They talked about him as the only person who had ever been inducted into the Hall of Fame and indicted. Which was kind of but look at the people who do talk radio programs. It does. I mean, look at some of the characters that we've worked with, Richie, like Gordon Liddy.
Yeah.
Some of the best people doing this have been some of the most controversial or people who have done some of the weirdest things. And does that make them more interesting because they've led a life of crime? Or they just seem to be corrupt, or
besides you, of course, bigger hosts that I work with were Ollie North and Gordon Liddy.
Right, couple of crooks.
There you go. I came out of
both very likable, wonderful.
Colorful.
Yeah, they are very nice human beings. I like both of them a lot.
I came out of the used car business in the radio, and I said the only thing that changed was the product. The people are the same.
We're all crooks.
At least
yeah, speak for yourself.
Yeah.
All right, so the attention given to bathroom gender laws, Caitlin Smith, I think more to the point in talking about this, because when she went into the Trump Tower, said, I'm going into the Trump Tower and go to the bathroom. Okay, so we know the back and forth of what's going on in North Carolina. And the pressure that's being brought to bear by artists and companies and that sort of thing. What I find most interesting this week is that there's a rumor floating around that Caitlyn Jenner doesn't like being a woman and wants to go back to being a man.
Yeah.
So
it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind, you know.
Right. I've heard that. Well, so what happened? I mean, how do you, I was just sort of visualizing, maybe I shouldn't go there. How do you do this?
Don't go there because you can't unsee that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, but yeah, I mean, you're. It's, notice, do you take it off and you put it back on again?
Well, that hasn't happened yet, but she's added boobs, so they have to come off.
The top.
Really? So that's easy enough then.
Yeah.
Well.
Good deal. Okay, maybe.
It's not really. I mean, the boob, I mean, come on.
But
what's the big deal?
Whether she has boobs or not?
Hey, Doc, take them off. Come on.
Right. Well, a lot of women who have it enhanced, I mean, people have surgery on both sides. They have their various parts enhanced, and so you just reverse the operation.
The idea is when you start posing for pictures and stuff like that, you make such a big deal about it. Mm-hmm. you just kind of have to stick with it. You know, it was really interesting. I was hosting a morning show in Los Angeles yesterday, and we got a phone caller, and he was a gay gentleman who said he could not stand Caitlyn Jenner because he's just sort of made it, or she has made a circus out of the whole movement and really done a disservice to gay and lesbian people throughout the country. And I
thought
that
was a really
interesting perspective.
Yeah, it's been a disservice to the Olympics because she's supposed to be getting some award, right, as an Olympian, that she didn't win as a she won it as a he. So why, what is it, somebody wants to take the award away from her? If I remember correctly, the Olympic, Bruce Jenner won, I think it was 76. Okay. But anyway, there are those who want to take that away from her because her didn't win it. He did. Him did, not her did. Well,
who's on first?
Yeah, I guess. Thank you. 28 past the hour. Doug Steffen with the Countdown Groupies here on Good Day.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's American.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
The hour. This is the Good Day version of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. That is, the people who are on the Good Day program with me every day during the week are with me to discuss the charts put out by Talkers Magazine. I explained earlier on in this hour, we've done this program, Michael Harris and I, together for 14 or 15 years. And the idea was to get the pulse of what people are talking about, the pulse of the nation, if you will. The same as with the music charts. There are a lot of the various formats, whether they're country or adult contemporary or oldies or whatever it is, rhythm and blues, rap. You have the top 10. Some stations do the top 20 of the week, the top 30, top 40, like in the old days of the American, Casey Kasem American Top 40. So we've done that with the talk issues, but we stick to 10. And so early on when we tried this, I used to interview a lot of talk radio hosts and put their perspective on it. And then we started taking sound from various programs. And I've decided it was time for a change. So I'm taking the people that I respect who are on the Good Day program with me every weekday. And then because what we do on the Good Day program is not necessarily focused on all of these items, although we will talk about many of them. We certainly have talked about the bathroom issue, the Facebook issue this week, the presidential race, the Summer Olympics, that sort of thing. You can see the list if you go to talkers.com. And it is an exercise sort of in getting into your brain, expanding your brain, listening to what other people have to say about some of these issues, because I have this group of people together because we're all friends, but they're different points of view, different attitudes, different opinions about things, whether it's all the way up or down from what to do with Obamacare, a presidential race, that sort of thing, which are two of the items that are at the top of the list. And I can't really wrap myself around the conversation this week of the funding ruling from the Supreme Court on Obamacare, because just one more thing. It has become so confusing. It has become so distressing, frankly. And whenever I talk about this, I think about what Rich told me about his reality, how it's changed when Obamacare first went in, and how good it was for many people because they could get insurance and they could have. It was affordable. But then, you know, the system broke down quickly. And now people like you have families have to be. What's your example? You have
it's a family of four. Ways. I have a family of four, and my my monthly premium went up $300 this year. And I talked to friends.
Monthly. That is, when you think about it, that's $3,600 a year.
And I talk to friends, and they're like, oh, yeah, mine went up. And my deductible went from $4,000 to $10,000.
Wow. That's nuts.
So, yeah, it is. You know, hey, listen, I'm all in if we all pay a little more to help the people who aren't covered. But right there, $300 a month and $6,000 a year, I'm covering another two people myself.
Right.
Yeah.
It's true. You are, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah. I think they were banking
and
on the
I've
fact
lost
that
employees because of it.
Right. Oh, yeah. But of course. But I think they were banking on the fact that young people in their 20s would just jump at the chance to get insurance, and that was going to take care of the system and regulate things and regulate prices for families. And no, because the young people think that they can get away with using the urgent care or paying as they go, and it's not worth the money. I mean, I know someone who just signed up for Obamacare and is paying, and it doesn't make that terrible, huge amount of money. She's paying $350 a month. That's meaningful to someone who's not making that much.
Right.
That's what I was paying. I was paying $365. But they said that the New York marketplace had some better deals than some other states did. So it's also a state's issue and not just a federal thing. So and I agree with Doug. It's very convoluted now. And it's I like the idea of it, but it definitely needs to be fixed.
It's a disaster. It needs to be bombed and retooled from the bottom
up. But if you loosen the restrictions on business, and if you do what Donald Trump is talking about, where you open up the competition between the states, I think you will see those rates start to drop. I mean, the one good thing, actually, I think there's two good things about Obamacare, and you know I don't love to say a lot of great things about it, but one is that you're able to track what type of prescription drugs people are using, because the abuse of prescription drugs in this country is ridiculous, and they're putting a system into place where they're actually keeping an eye on who's using what.
Yeah, they passed like 19 laws this week trying to curb opiate abuse.
It's ridiculously big, and I think that's one positive that can come out of this. And then, of course, the other one is people that are too sick to get coverage. Those are the people that really need insurance, and it doesn't discriminate against those people, which I think is a good thing.
Which are the only ones that are signing up for it.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
Well, no, that's not true. That's not true, because young women are. Because young women, to have an annual physical and an annual gyno appointment included in your plan, that's important for young women, and a lot of young women I know have signed up for it and love it. Now, young guys who think they're invincible, invincible, they're not signing up.
So the young guys are the reason I'm paying $300 more.
It's not the only reason. I'm just saying it's
$6,000.
I'm just saying one of them.
Right. My son is in his late 30s. He signed up for this when at first, well, he tried to seven times and never could. Finally got into some program, but it is, he's single. And I believe he has a $7,000 deductible. And so what good is it?
You can't use it.
$300, you can't use it for anything. Yeah. So what's the point? Unless you have some catastrophic circumstance, you get cancer or you're in a car accident or something like that, it is absolutely, you know, flatly, undeniably useless.
Here might be the good thing there. I have an HSA, a health savings account.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And, yeah, it's a great idea because you put money into your account every month and you use it as needed.
Yep.
And so you have catastrophic insurance for big things, and then the little things just kind of come out of your account. And one of the things that makes you do is look at the bill every time you go to the doctor. Whereas most time people just hand over their insurance card and blindly walk out, and they don't care what the doctor charges. Even if the doctor is gaffing the insurance company, they don't care.
And a lot of them do.
So if people like your son have a $6,000 deductible and have to pay the first $6,000, he's going to be paying attention to those bills every single time. And that's really one of the problems here.
Well,
maybe it'll bring the cost of health care down, and then we're all back into a good boat there.
What he's doing is paying attention to his health. That's what
another good
doing.
Thing.
And that is a very good thing. So there are good things that come out of this and not so good things. There's still those people who are frustratingly stubborn and continue to abuse themselves. You see this all the time. And I just wonder, sometimes out loud, under my breath, what are you doing in there eating that stuff? That kind of thing. But it just is, we have made it so easy for people to get away with stuff in this country, and including ripping off the system, because you can go into any hospital emergency room, get whatever care you need, and if you don't have any money, you walk out the door. Who do you think is paying for that? It's the same as the
deal.
Insurance.
Right.
It's the same deal. Exactly. Exactly the same deal. Conversation about the issues of the week. The stories from the Talkers Countdown. Charts for the week of May 9th to the 13th. I'll give you the people list in a moment here.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by Dreft. Spring is here. Temperatures are on the rise, and after a long winter indoors, parents and their little ones are spending more time outside. The spring season brings more allergens to the air, and rising temperatures can trigger skin irritations. With all this in mind, it's important that parents seek out solutions that are gentle on babies' sensitive skin. Dr. Diane Hess, pediatrician and medical director of Gramercy Pediatrics.
As both a pediatrician and a mother, I know just how sensitive a baby's skin can be. Since clothes are in direct contact with the baby's skin, I always suggest parents to wash clothes with a specially formulated product like Dreft. It's gentle and hypoallergenic on baby's skin, and it comes with a scent that I love, and it remains safe for babies.
Dreft detergent is the number one choice of pediatricians and has been trusted by moms for 80 years to make their baby's fabrics feel clean and soft. For more tips, visit www.dreft.com. That's www.dreft.com.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows? Maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? forward thinking.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
46 past the hour, the Good Day Gang talking about the top stories of the week, including the people. That would be Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. The people on the list, Stephen Curry. Let's see here. Dilma Rousseff. Why do I not know who Dilma Rousseff is?
Brazil's president.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah. Why didn't
I'm surprised I knew that.
Yeah, I am too. Now I remember. Yeah, that's her name.
Stephen Curry too.
It's Stephen Curry. Stephen Curry. He's a basketball too. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
The basketball player.
Amistad
this week. Stephen Curry was the first basketball, the first most valuable player ever to get a unanimous vote.
Yes, I saw
that. All 420 votes, I think it is,
went to him.
Voted for him. Never happened before.
Yeah, interesting.
He's that good.
Bashir al-Assad's 8, Vladimir Putin 7, Ben Rhodes 6, Bernie Sanders 5, Paul Ryan 4, Hillary Clinton 3, Barack Obama 2, Donald Trump 1. Presidential race. Could Elizabeth Warren take the VP spot with Hillary? That's the discussion. Two women. Apparently she gets under Donald Trump's skin. She gets under mine, I know that. And she could draw in Bernie Sanders supporters, so they think. I just get a kick out of looking around at all these people who have said there's not going to be a Trump presidency. He can't even win primaries. And the juggernaut just continues. So, and a lot of ancillary things this week, the Ryan meeting and how it went. And Ryan sounded like, oh, he's an okay guy. And I mean, you know, they all are going to come together sooner or later. With the exception of maybe Mitt Romney, who makes himself sound more foolish every day. I've always liked the guy. Voted for him and liked him as governor of Massachusetts, but I'm very disappointed. He just needs to leave this alone. But he doesn't seem to be able to for whatever the reason. Pretty much everybody else is, okay, so this is the way the guy is. Maybe he should change, but he's just gotten into it. And the business about the tax returns, he sounds like Hillary Clinton when he's talking about, yeah, I got to have those tax returns. And by the way, that's something I never understood. I don't give a damn what the president's tax return. What possible difference does it make? How much money he or she makes or what's in their tax returns? You think they're going to be dumb enough if they're running for public office to have some in their tax return that's going to catch them?
Is it a double standard that I do want to see a politician's, because a lifelong politician, career politician, I want to know that something they're doing legally, making laws, is not benefiting them in the back door? Yeah. Whereas Donald Trump, I don't know that it bothers me. I know what to expect on his.
Yeah.
He's not getting any laws passed that are benefiting him. Well, he's paying Hillary off, and maybe she's doing it for him or whatnot.
Maybe.
There we are, the conspiratorialist among us.
You never know.
Right. So, anyway, you see all the people coming in line, lining up behind, to a point, Trump. And I don't know that he really cares, or at least outwardly he doesn't seem to care, one way or the other.
Well, so, I think Paul Ryan needs Trump more than Trump needs Paul Ryan. I mean, Donald Trump won the primary without any of the establishment's help.
None.
And so
no
the
help.
Establishment needs to sort of fall behind Donald Trump now. And, yeah, would it be nice for them to unite behind him? Yes. Does he need them to win a general election? No.
But he does need them if he gets in office.
If he gets elected,
he's going to need cooperation.
Yeah.
The Paul Ryan backing will go a long way to get people like me, who are annoyed by people like Trump, to go, okay, I feel better. I know that he's got people with him and keeping him from being crazy.
Yeah. That's the idea. All right. 50 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan here on Good Day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had 2 large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Of movies that are coming out this weekend, what we can expect at the box office. Also, the focus here, this is the first Superman, I think 1978, Chucker, wasn't 77, 78?
1978.
Yeah. And
the
second
highest grossing film of 1978, Grease, was the highest grossing film of 78. But it's hard to believe 38 years ago, Richard Donner's epic superhero movie would plant the seed for really what we see now, which is a domination of superhero movies at the box office.
But it's all the same stuff. It's crashes, it's let's go kill the bad guys. It's the same clunking, banging around stuff with blow up some cars and buildings. That's all it is. It's the
You're
same
not a
stuff.
Fan of the genre.
Ooh, I think it's awful. It's disgusting.
But
let me say this. It really is high art because you have some of the best actors in the business. Christian Bale played Batman. Robert Downey Jr. played Iron Man. Some of the best directors in this genre. And the interesting part is, I just want to transition in this, Money Monster, which is a movie that fits right into the adult-oriented drama that we should and will attract people, let's just say, over the age of 35, 40. A movie like this, 15, 20 years ago, I think would easily have at least a $25 million opening weekend, and it's tracking at around 10 or 11, which tells you either the movie is just simply just for younger kids and younger adults who want to see big superhero epics on the big screen, and the adults are just watching movies at home, video on demand, and then not going to theaters to see a movie like Money Monster, which has gotten 62% positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, more than enough positive for this movie to have a strong interest, and it appears that it does not, and I'm somewhat perplexed why.
I'm going to go see it, and you're probably going to see it. Yeah, I think it looks like an interesting movie. Chuck Curry goes through the other movies that are coming out this weekend in a moment here for us on Good Day.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
All right, Chucker, what do we have this weekend coming out for movies other than this one with Roberts and Clooney?
There's only one other film, which is a horror film called The Darkness, which stars Kevin Bacon, only supposed to do somewhat moderate business at the box office. Captain America, yes, a superhero movie, Doug. Civil War will once again dominate, should do around $70 million, putting it past the $300 million mark here in the States in its second week of release. Two other big superhero movies, I guess, open in the next few months. One will be X-Men Apocalypse Memorial Day weekend, and then Warner Brothers Suicide Squad with Will Smith, which takes place in the same universe as Batman. Actually, Ben Affleck's Batman will make a cameo in that film.
So, yeah, you have listed on your blog your summer movie preview. What do you, the movies you're talking about now, it's considered summertime now, right? The movies that are out now are summertime movies.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Captain America Civil War sort of, even though it's early summer release, it's not summer technically, but that lit off the summer season. I don't see this as a great summer, to be honest with you, after looking at what's coming out. You got the female-oriented Ghostbusters film, which I think is going to do some good business, Suicide Squad, but Independence Day 2, if you would have told me a year ago, I would have been extremely excited, but based on those trailers, I don't like what I see.
I don't want to see it either. I have no interest in seeing it. It's just it's like the new Star Trek movie. It's the same crash and burn, blow up stuff, and the bad guys all look the same, sound the same, do the same things. It's, what are we, getting old, Chucker? Maybe that's the problem. You're getting old.
Speak for yourself, but I...
No, I'm speaking for you. I'm speaking for you. You're
those
getting
are my
old.
Words.
Old, he's getting old.
But for the record, I do watch Supergirl, and I'm glad it was renewed. Going
watch
from
Supergirl.
CBS to its super sister station, the CW. The question is, will Calista Flockhart, who's a big part of Supergirl, she plays Supergirl's boss, Goat.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. Bispa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order Bispa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.